Today, I read through the Catholic Mass readings for All Souls Day. To start to ponder God's Word and start my reflections anew, it seemed like today would be as good a day as any to stop procrastinating and start my journey to find my unique God-given path again. And I'm so glad that I did. The verse that spoke to me today can be found in the Gospel Acclamation. It reads, "Come to me, all you who labor and are burdened, and I will give you rest, says the Lord." Matthew 11, verse 28. Can I tell you how I have been burdened? I have been super emotional lately. As a woman of a certain age, I'm going through changes in myself that I feel helpless to control. Add to that that I have serious concerns about my sister, who has undergone 3 major surgeries in the past 2 years, and a child who suffers from severe depression and has newly been diagnosed with bipolar disorder. This child, who has been in and out of the hospital 5 times in these same past 2 years, has had 2 suicide attempts. He will be turning 18. He will be considered an adult in a few months, making him responsible for his own mental health care. That means leaving me out of the loop when it comes to his appointments and well-being. I am losing that control, and I don't like it. I am stressed about money, family, and even myself, wondering if I will have the time to do and see and be all that I have wanted to. My heart has been steadily growing heavier and heavier. At some points, I found myself losing control of my own emotions. I felt burdened, overburdened. As my sadness grew, my strength withered. I grew tired of carrying my load. I stopped doing things that brought me comfort and clarity, the things that kept my spirit satisfied. I internalized everything. I stopped sharing my feelings with everyone, including my spouse, and made every problem my problem. Now, I never stopped having faith. I guess, for lack of a better way to phrase or explain it, I just stopped using my faith. As I internalized and tried to solve everything on my own, I noticed I prayed less. I read my Bible less. I thought of God less. I heard God speak to my heart less. All this made it pretty hard to sleep. And without sleep, I knew I would crack. Last Tuesday was all I could take. I reached the point where, with a tired mind, body, and soul, something had to give. I couldn't even make it to work. I took the day off and walked for hours in the rain, overcome by emotions, my tears masked by the drops of rain that fell on my face. And all I asked as I walked was, "Where are you, God?" I offered my pain, tears, and for the first time in a long time, I listened for his voice like a child of God. I'm sure many of you can relate. It seems to happen that when we go through what we are going through, we draw ourselves away from friends and family, from our loved ones, even from God. I pulled back from the God that taught me what real love was, the one who told me I would not be alone, and I found myself in a dark place. Is it a coincidence that I go back to reading His word and this verse brings me back to hearing His voice again? That on this day that I return to actively seeking Him, I am greeted with this reminder? I doubt it. This is God. I hear His voice. I place with Him my worries and my concerns. I'm not afraid, Lord, to put my burden into Your loving and gentle hands. You who know all my pains. Your countless blessings are far more than I have imagined for myself. Speak, Lord. Your servant is again listening. I give You all of my burdens, placing them at the foot of the cross, and I am comforted by Your words. In Your arms, Lord, I am finally finding my rest. Hello everyone, I wanted to personally invite you to listen to my singles that are newly released on Spotify, Hidden Blessings, Silent Longing, and Following Your Light can be found if you search my name, Lara, that's L-H-A-R-A. You'll be able to listen to these songs that I've written, and hopefully you'll enjoy them. They each have a message. My songs are my prayers. Thank you, God bless you, and I hope you have a wonderful day.